Production. Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yo! Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We would do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. I would do anything and everything to expose anything and anyone that is corrupt. Before we get started with today's topic, we have Christy the Cougar to give her pounce. Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and this is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. I'm just kidding. Today, I am fucking pissed off, and if the race wars don't start tonight, I don't know if we ever will have race wars. Not that I'm hoping for race wars, it's just I'm surprised with all this talk about what's going on in Arizona that there isn't any race wars yet. Today a judge blocked the most controversial parts of the new Arizona immigration law, which was supposed to take effect on Monday.
Haven't we covered this? It's trumped up. It's phony. The Arizona thing is trumped up and phony. They want to split the states apart. It's the Big Brzezinski's micro-states idea. That's what the state sovereignty move. It sounds good on the surface, and then you realize that's exactly what they want. They want the states to fight against each other, and then they'll split apart, and then the NWO does divide and conquer. Get it?
So if that's the case, why are they making injunctions on this state? Why do you have so many?
Oh, I know. It'll go back and forth 10, 15 different ways. It'll keep going back and forth. I'm sure it'll be a long, drawn-out fight that'll look great on TV.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to ignore the other side of this, the ugly side of this that will affect just regular citizens, especially when you have both sides of the aisle, both Republican and Democrat, calling for a nationalized biometric ID, which for the record, in the UK was struck down after it being in service for like
the Queen made a speech saying she didn't want it, which again a lot of people think is a trick.
Really?
Yeah. They couldn't get it to stop.
I thought it was the new prime minister that put an end to that after 100 days.
Well, maybe they then did what she wanted, but CC and all that, we found this article, and we actually watched the Queen's speech where she explained just recently she doesn't want it. That was, my government does not want. And she listed, it's really funny.
Oh, you mean the Queen wafted her pussy juice like Dick Jackson of fucking news said?
Well, that wasn't how I described it. I didn't use those terms.
Yeah. Well, I'm just using D. Jackson's terms.
Oh, I see. Well, yes, that's still not how I talk.
She wafted her pussy juice. So, yeah. I mean, it's still the fact that they're fighting over this and how we have laws on the books. We have laws on the books. I mean, it's constitutional for them for people to ask for their papers when they're illegal immigrants. Am I right? I mean, do illegal immigrants have any rights here in the United States? I mean, that's a question that I've always been asking. I've tried to find the answer. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, I guess under the Byzantine system, they would, wouldn't they? Or
what? What would they do?
Have rights.
Of course, we only have three laws. Does this break one of the three? There's no reason for them to have this kind of power.
Okay, I gotta say something. I heard you going on about Arizona's immigration law, and I have to address that.
Okay, go ahead.
That's only to harass United States citizens by Border Patrol checkpoints. I mean, that's all that's for. Go and look up the Pastor Stephen Anderson,
mm-hmm.
and he's like from an independent fundamental Baptist church, and for refusing to like give his papers and shit like that, you know, miles and miles and miles away from the border. At a Border Patrol checkpoint, they bursted open his windows, threw him on the glass, and tased him. I mean,
well, yeah, I happen to agree with you on that one because there is that other side, but unfortunately, I'm not saying that's correct. And of course, something has to be done, but something
they,
also
they,
has
they
to
didn't
be done
do that
with
if
the,
they're looking for illegal immigrants.
No,
that's
of course
not why
not.
They tased him. They're trying to torture us. It was 100 miles in. I mean, if they were looking for immigrants, they should have looked on the border.
Exactly. They should be looking on the border, and not 100 miles in. It's totally ridiculous.
Well,
they're not...
come to Ohio and explain to me why they're here, since Ohio's not on the Otzlan map.
Hell, neither is New York.
Right.
And they're here as well. I mean, hell, I've told stories about...
They are there, but that's a different issue. I mean, you don't... install Border Patrol checkpoints. I mean, I'm sorry.
Right.
That's
so
a different issue, and you deal with those different ways.
Yeah, I mean, there is that other side to that law that, like I said, it affects us in a negative way. I mean, if you've seen that video by RP4409 where he explains how they're just pushing...
That's the same group.
That's Steve Anderson. That's Steve Anderson.
They're cool. 4409
is
even
funny. The pastor who always wears those polo shirts, that's him.
Yeah.
What about that guy with the goatee that's always cussing?
I don't know.
There's a lot of people in that group.
Yes,
there's a lot of people in that group.
The RP4409 on YouTube, that dude.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in that group.
Yeah. So are you in Arizona right now?
No. I'm in Georgia.
Oh.
Yeah, we've got a lot of illegals who are coming over here, too. And I still don't want them to harass us. I mean, it's obvious where they're at. I mean, there's a town called Dalton, Georgia, which is only a few miles away from here, and they crowd there. They could go there and find them there, but I don't want them.
Hey, can you hold the phone out the back door for us so I can hear the dueling banjos?
There's no dueling banjos here. And I'm getting ready to move even further out of town, and there's no banjos there either. I mean, I listened real hard.
Do 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 do.
No, that doesn't work. They're supposed to say,
they're coming for you, Michael. Yeah, they're coming for you. You got a pretty mouth there.
You got a pretty mouth.
Squeal.
Get them pants
like
down.
Squeal like a pig. Squeal.
I would run towards the Mason-Dixon line as quick as possible.
Actually, with all those stereotypes going on in the South with pigs and good old boys, I mean, would you really want to eat their barbecue?
No.
Well, you know, I actually heard, and I don't know if this is true or not, that pigs, as pets, are actually clean. And they're actually pretty good pets. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, yeah, I heard that too, but I'm talking about how the stereotype is that they actually fuck the pigs.
Nobody fucks the pigs here. In fact, if one of them saw someone fucking a pig, they'd probably shoot them. I mean, really. There's some bits of morality that still exist down here. And there's others that are being tossed to the wayside, for example, promoting Israel. I mean, really, it's a toss-up. So.
Yeah, but I mean... So, but I mean, the whole problem. So, what would be the solution to getting rid of the and stopping the illegal immigration issue, and still, protecting, American citizens' constitutional rights?
And a giant electric fence from the Pacific to the Atlantic.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but how do you deal with the illegal immigrants that are here without having to racial profile? Because I think, you know, unfortunately, there is no way of getting around racial profiling. I mean, I get stopped, and then when they hear my accent, they're like, oh, okay.
I mean, how do you? I mean, how would you address that, Lenny? I don't want more ridiculous them to issue more ridiculous requirements for driver's licenses and stuff like that. I mean, so it's a bit difficult issue. I'm not sure exactly how to handle that, but I'm pretty sure with the connection that these elites have, they're smart enough to know different ways to do it.
I'm really. Dick Cheney. I'm Dick Cheney, and I'm using race-specific bioweapons.
Well, that didn't go away when they got out of office. They're going to continue to do that.
Hi, I'm dumbass
well,
Joe Biden.
People try
I'm
to say,
Joe Biden.
It's all Obama's fault. It's all Obama's fault. Bush was lenient on the illegals, too. I mean, that's an absolute fact.
Oh, yeah, Bush wanted total amnesty.
Well,
yeah, no,
Bush
exactly.
made special programs where the illegals can stay over here longer and work. I mean, that's a fact. So I don't know why people are making it just an Obama.
Yeah, I heard that there was a bill. There was a section in the whole amnesty bill that the federal government gives the illegals $300 a month, so that way they can buy pussy.
Well, the illegals, some of them are actually pretty intelligent. Let me tell you how. What I figured out is what some of these people do is a lot of them will crowd, and at first this doesn't sound intelligent, but hear me out. They'll crowd into, like, an apartment building, okay?
Right.
And they continue to save up, all of them save up money and chip in. And then they pay for the first one's vehicle. And then they move on, and then they all chip in to pay for the for another one's vehicle until all of them get a vehicle. And some of them might go on to do that as far as a house is concerned. They set one of them up with a house. And then the others chip in to get another one a house.
Did the feds hand them that white pickup truck at the border? Like, do they drive up to the border in Cadillacs and Nissans and all kinds of other things, and then they're handed the white pickup and they're forced to change when they go to the border? Or how do they all have the same car?
Mm.
What I'm saying
it's crazy Paco's white pickup truck emporium over there at the border.
Oh,
we got
I'm wondering if the feds are doing
restaurants
that.
Around here.
Venga, 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 venga!
And we've even gotten down the road some Mexican store. I mean...
Well, they work their way up. That's what they do when they come here. Because they're the only ones who the jobs are open to.
Yeah, I mean, this is how it usually goes. If you're a female, you first start off as a hooker. You get old enough, you become a hairdresser. Or you do nails? Or you do nails. I mean, it's the same as the Asians. So, you know, it's going to be some similarities.
Well, the Asians do the nails. My mother goes into nail places around here. Every once in a while, I'll go and look in one of those places she goes into, and
this is how it usually works with you know, Mexicans. If they're young and cute, they work the bordellos. Once they catch AIDS or any other STD, they're moved on to as those dancing girls in the Mexican restaurants that have a DJ. You know, the girls that they charge you to dance with them, they become
those.
I've never
seen a Mexican restaurant that had a DJ or dancing girls.
Oh, they're here. Yeah, I guess it's just New York then. and then
I
once
don't
they become
to get into racially trashing these people, but it,
don't worry, I'm brown. Don't worry, I'm brown. I can get away with it.
You know, no matter what I was, I don't talk that way.
And they trash you, man. They'd call you a Rican. I mean, they'd do anything.
Yeah, they do. I know this. I already know this. I already told you there was this one time I was talking to these two Mexican construction workers, and they saw my two buddies, and they didn't know they were my two buddies, and they didn't know I was Puerto Rican. And they're like, oh, yeah, these fucking Puerto Ricans, they think they're all that because they don't need no green card. We should go over there and kick their ass. Yeah, yeah, you with us? You with us? Let's go kill them. And then I'm like, yo, Jose, yo,
do you even
they
want
to kill us. What?
Do you know Spanish?
Yeah, I understand it. I understand it. I speak a little.
I should have learned Greek. There's something wrong with me.
I mean, Lenny's heard me speak Spanish.
I was amazed. Because I'm pissed that I don't speak Greek.
Un momento. Tu sentado en mi pinguino.
You know, suck it.
What is that little phrase Stern uses about?
Yeah, he said 1 minute you are sitting on my penguin. Why would you?
Stern says this great phrase about his fishing equipment being in the kitchen.
Yeah,
that's the key.
Con permiso, señor. Tu culebra está comiendo mi gallo.
That's hip.
Okay, let me lay this out for you. You're gay. I'm sorry.
What? I just said. I said, excuse me, sir. You're your snake is eating my cock.
Dang, that's pretty. Gallo. Snake is eating my cock. Actually, on my desktop on my computer.
Damn.
I've got a tile background, and it's the Arabic. It's a picture of the Arabic Protocols of Zion, and it's got a snake in the middle of the star of David. That's like African New Age music.
I like the cover of the protocol where they have the hand
and
they've got a conscious finger
and all New Age. And you need
I heard that the Protocols of Zion, that movie was debunked.
Oh, no. They always claim that the protocols are a forgery, which is the world's worst way to try to get rid of something, because then there must be an original somewhere.
Hmm.
If it's a forgery, there's an original. And they'll all use the same term. You think, well, why don't they vary the terminology? So, oh, no, that's phony, or that's something else. Oh, no.
What they mean by forgery, Lenny, admittedly... What? It does make sense in the context
how does it always go to Jewish talk?
Is that it was plagiarized from some other Russian document talking about something else.
Well, they claim it was copied from a dialogue of La Bellefontaine or something, some French thing.
Really weird. Whatever the claim is, it's really strange. They refuse to account
followed.
For the fact
the
that everything
the directions have been followed. I mean, if you walk in and there's a bookcase, you know, in a box ready to be put together, and you come back like a couple hours later, and the directions are laying out and the thing's already built, well, if the directions are a forgery or whatever, and the thing's put together, someone followed the directions whether they're a forgery or not.
Exactly, and I'm of the opinion, like some others, that the Protocols of Zion are a meeting arranged by Theodore Herzl and people of the like. I could be wrong on that. Whoever the meeting was concerning, it's been followed to a T. And that's all I have to say.
Right.
Yeah.
I think
we're a bit off topic, guys.
Eskimos is to oppress us from the Jewish position.
Okay, well.
Duh.
All right, well, we're a bit off topic, but I've just found this article. Judge delays injunction in Nebraska immigration suits. A judge says that she's not sure whether lawsuits filed to block a Nebraska city's ban on hiring and renting to illegal immigrants should be heard in federal or state court. U.S. District Judge Lori Smith Camp on Wednesday gave attorneys for the American Civil Liberties Union... I mean, why do we got the American Civil Liberties Union working on protecting Mexicans?
Well, they're not interested in helping you with your God-given rights, because that's not what they do. They're the American Civil Liberties Union. And then the other thing is, we're not off topic, because why do you think this is happening? This is happening in Europe as well. What they've done in Europe is every different European country has a different group of Muslims overloaded in their country. Why? Because it's such a great place to move? No. It's because the NWO has arranged this. The French have Algerians. The Italians have Eritreans. The English have Pakistanis. The Germans have Turks. Every one of these countries has a different ethnic group loaded in there by the NWO. Why wouldn't it be random? Why wouldn't some people in Saudi Arabia move here and some people... Oh, no, it's not random immigration. It's specific immigration. Why? Because it's on purpose. And so since there is no nearby Arabic country or Muslim country for them to move to America, we have Mexicans. It's the same freaking thing. It's to destabilize the country. Then the immigrant group is given way, way too many rights. And then we're supposed to complain about it, and then if we do, we're racist. And this is exactly the model of what's happening in every one of the European countries, too.
Hmm.
It's not like it's unique to us that we have Mexicans. The French have Algerians.
Sorry.
So we're not off topic. Guess who's doing
that? I don't even want to get into an argument I was having with a Turk the other day, but
you can't have arguments with Turks. They don't. There's not a lot of brain power there. They're just rapists and brutal, brutal, violent idiots.
He tried telling me that Ataturk was against the creation of Israel when Ataturk was the one who invited the first Israeli prime minister over there.
Bingo. they denied that he came from Salonika. That's where the Jews hide out.
He followed some. He was the descendant of some guy who claimed to be the Messiah. What was his name? Some weird Jewish name.
What, David Koresh?
No.
No, Ataturk. Ataturk is like the George Washington of their country over there. Mainly because he's white.
I could go into David Koresh and how his sect was founded decades earlier by a Jew named by the last name of Roden, Benjamin Roden.
Yeah. There you go.
He took over some sect that someone created called the Davidians. And after the founder of that sect died, he claimed to be the successor, and he called them the Branch Davidians. And so they went off and did their own thing while the other Davidian groups did their own thing. So, but it was a Jew who founded the Branch Davidians, Benjamin Roden. They're always connected in all these things. It's really weird.
Bingo.
And I know these things because I studied with the Seventh-day Adventists and then I studied with the Davidians. So, I mean, I know who founded what and what doctrines they hold mostly and stuff like that. Really weird stuff.
Have you studied with the Pentecostals yet?
I was too scared.
They are scary people.
I know that they believe in, most of them believe in something called, like, the oneness doctrine, where the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one personage instead of three. It's really weird.
Yeah. I remember one time I was coming home from work late in the one night, and some chick thought I was drunk, and she started putting her hands on me praying, and I just woke up with some old lady's hand on my face. It wasn't good. And apparently me flipping out to having a stranger touching me on the face while I was knocked the hell out, which, you know, it's not never a smart move to sleep on the New York City subway, mind you. So, I mean, but still, it's like, what the hell? And she thought I had a demon in me because I was just yelling at her, why the hell was she touching me? It was fun times. Fun times for everybody.
Why the hell are you touching me?
Jesus. Oh, goodness. What the hell was that?
His cell phone went dead. AT&T, they're famous for dropping the call.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's still there.
Oh, he's there.
Oh.
Now, your cell phone went a little wacky.
Okay.
It wasn't your fault, though.
I heard you the whole time.
Oh.
Yeah, no, we got some, like, static.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, what'd you do? Were you breathing heavy?
Sometimes I do breathe heavy. I don't know why. I just do. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Right. Whatever.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. All right, what else we got? Man, it's... So this whole, goodness, I think I said all I needed to say about immigration. I thought I had a lot more to say. I guess I didn't.
Well, it's a fraud. I mean, they're not coming here because they want to. It's because they're destroying Mexico faster than they're destroying us. And then they're pushing them up here. Even the Mexican government even made a comic book to explain how to come up here for the younger folks.
Wow.
Yeah,
I do remember Vicente Fox when he was president of Mexico. He actually he emptied out the prisons, gave the prisoners GPS, and said, "Hey, go up to America."
Castro emptied his jails up here.
What happened?
Castro emptied his jails up to America and his mental hospitals.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how you save money. I mean, why can't we do that? I mean, instead of having troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, and if we're going to attack Iran, why don't we just empty out our prisons and just ship them out over there? Just get the violent ones out of the country. Be like, here you go. You're free.
Well, it sounds better than it looks, because what happens is people are in prison for no reason at all or for weird political reasons, and the same thing with mental hospitals. So it's not because they're crazy or criminal. It's because they disagree with the government's position.
Yeah, hold on. Yo, call me on the show. Yeah, call me on the show.
They call me during my show, like on the phone, and the phone rings embarrassingly during the – it happens to me. It's awful.
Yeah, dude, I can't talk about getting a Macintosh now, dude. I'm on the show right now. I'm live on the air.
They know when you're on.
Yeah, that old thing. Call in. You can't.
I'll dial
them
into my
mic.
They
just called you. I mean, that's stupid.
Oh, God.
Hang up.
You silly. You silly Hebrew. I gotta go. Bye bye. Jesus.
Gee.
Always. He always does that. He thinks it's funny. Seinfeld, he is not.
Who is that?
My best friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what's your best friend's name?
We call him FEMA.
Abraham.
FEMA? Well,
FEMA. It's a joke.
Oh, shit.
It's part of the joke.
Mordecai?
No, I'm not saying his name on the air. I am not saying his name on the air. No, and no, it's not that. It's pretty American.
Solomon?
It's pretty American. Don't worry about it. Call him FEMA. Yeah, no. Shush. Hirsch. Hirsch, just
Ben
Hirsch.
Simon?
Hirsch.
Oh. Hirsch? Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, that could be bad.
No. Shh. Just Hirsch. Hirsch up. Oh, man. Don't be attacking him, because then I'm the one who has to fucking hear it. Why do you have those people on your show? So. Alright, moving on.
Reading Rainbow?
Yeah, Reading
Unreal.
Rainbow. Yes, 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 yes. Unless this is how you want me to move on.
Butt sex!
Your choice. Oh, man. What else we got here? What else? Oh, yeah, this was kind of hilarious to me. The climate change emails have been out for like what, a year already? Yes. We got feds send climate change guru throughout the Americas to combat global warming, and I'm waiting for this freaking thing to.
Well, it's long ago been proven a fraud now, since December.
Yeah.
Well, and plus, it was actually, if you watch the, they had this thing that Channel 4 in England made for the Australian market called the Green Conspiracy.
Yeah.
And it explains everything we know today. It explains the entire thing of why it's a fraud and all the details. Back then, it was in the early 90s. I mean, it's not like they even had to update the documentary crew and show it today. Everything.
Yeah. I just yelled up on some Greenpeace fundraisers, because I mean this is I don't know if they do this in any other city in America, but Greenpeace actually hires people to go on the street and ask them to donate money, and they just pay these kids commission. Like, you'll have a whole bunch of college students. I say, sir, would you like to donate money to Greenpeace to help keep the environment safe? And I'm like, have you read the emails proving that global warming is bad? I mean, is not real? No,
yeah.
What emails are those? and they're like, oh, and then, and he's, and this happened like, that. This was what happened this week out, and they're like, oh, well, you know how hot it is today? I'm like, it's summer. What the hell do you expect? Fucking snow?
You're so stupid.
What
last
the hell do you
winter,
expect?
It was colder than it's been in a couple of years. I mean,
exactly. I mean, and then last year's August, the Greenpeace guys again, they're like, oh my goodness, it's so hot and humid. This is global warming. And I'm like, fuck you, it's August.
It's called the sun.
Jesus. It's called smog. Enjoy it. Like, God damn. You're so worried about the cold. You know what?
How does paying them fix it?
Yeah, that's what I would need to know. We're going to throw money at the situation.
We're going to throw the earth some money and say, please stop warming us?
Yeah, exactly.
Is this like some cult?
I mean, there's already more. I read this article that the sun is going to start throwing out more solar flares, which are going to start fucking up cell phones.
They've been telling that scare for a long time. That's a whole bit about that we're going to get the EMP blast, and then all the computers won't work anymore. And if they don't, then we'll have more time to go and get them and get rid of them, and then we'll make it all go back on.
I want to get the RFID because the solar flares could come and destroy it.
See, that'll give us more motive. If they do some trick to us and turn off all the computers everywhere, then that'll give us more motivation to go get them and get rid of them, and then we'll turn the power back on. You know what I mean? Because it won't really be the sun. It'll be them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We know who does this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous how they send all these, like, college students out there, and they don't give them no information. They just like, here, sell. You're selling a non-product. I'm paying for nothing. You want me to send $50 a month so that way you guys could, what, have a celebration or have a Christmas party? I don't know.
Well, those guys are
probably being ripped off, for one. Second,
what did the Red Cross do with the 9/11 money? They got phones.
If they wanted to make money, these, like, college students, they could just, like, borrow a ladder from someone and start cleaning out gutters for $20 a piece or something like that.
Or like how most college girls make, money, posting out on Craigslist and suck dick for $50 a pop, literally.
Well, trying not to degenerate the society any further, these people have degenerated our society already and convinced the women of Marxism.
Well, dude, we already know that. I mean, as some of you may know, I'm a chubby, some of them a bitch. And, you know, a lot of chicks don't find me particularly attractive because I have a keg, as what
no,
they would call
the
it.
That's the excuse they give you. They're mean to everyone.
Find a chick with a keg.
A keg. I mean, I keep saying, who's the person who's the most fun at the party? The guy with the wimpy six-pack or the guy that brings the keg?
Oh, no. If you were loaded down with cash, they wouldn't care.
That's the point I was making.
It isn't what you look like. Don't get down on yourself because you think that it's because you look different or whatever. It has nothing to do with it. Cash, they'd be hanging all over you. Oh, you're so cute.
Yeah, but you
know what I mean?
you've read my article that
right.
I wrote. The currency of attraction. I mean, there it's not always cash. I mean, it could be a dude that's 6 foot tall. You know, the one
no,
that
it's cash.
That,
it's cash.
It's cash. It's just cash.
It's just cash. I mean, if you want to look more attractive, don't do anything. Just put $20 bills on the side of your face.
Hmm. Well, that is true because during junior high school, all these hot chicks will come up to me and start flirting with me. Like, oh, can I get a dollar? I'm like, fuck. Do I look like a goddamn ATM? Pop a tit in me and I fucking start shooting out money?
But that's what we look like to them. That we're all cash machines to them. That's why it really is kind of funny that they asked you for money directly. I've never seen that, but wow, that really makes a lot of sense for what they've been trying to do.
Yeah, and that's in junior high school. That's why I grew up to be a bitter fucking bastard, you know? It's like a chick was
more clever, but they're trying to scope you out for how much cash do you have.
Yeah, I mean, see, either that or there was this one time I was coming home. Chick was giving me the eye, or I thought she was giving me the eye. And I turn around, she turns around and starts walking towards me. I'm thinking, oh, shit, score. You know, it was just to ask me for a fucking cigarette.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I was like, oh, really? So, I mean, and then
ATM
I'm the bad guy.
ATM dispensers, and that's
yeah.
the thing. I mean, this is what feminism and all that shit has done.
Feminism is Marxism. That's the reason they do it. It's for Marxism. And they're stupidly thinking that they're controlling you for their own benefit. But what they're doing is they're doing it for massa. They're the porch Negroes, or the porch slaves, essentially. And I don't want to bring black into this because it's ridiculously stupid. They're the ones who enslaved the blacks, too, by the way.
Yeah.
And then, as stupidly, white Americans pled guilty to something the Jews did.
Yeah, I mean, and here's the thing. I mean, why is it acceptable? I mean, it's like I get into arguments with a whole bunch of people. Well, oh, well, they're girls, and that's just how it's done. I'm like, why
no,
is it
I
done
mean,
like that?
Oh, it
I
is now. That is how it's done now.
I understand.
They're all whores.
And I'm gonna say this. I understand if a woman depends on a man to be a breadwinner, but she better be at home. Cleaning the house, taking care of the kids, you know, cooking dinner.
She
shouldn't be at home watching.
Go out and make more money.
Yeah, no,
she
no,
be,
it's it,
she,
yeah.
She shouldn't be watching her soap operas or laying on the couch the whole day.
Yeah,
that's my point.
Come and you know, and I hear this from a lot of guys that are married, and they say, "Well, my wife says you got two hands, do it yourself," or. You know what? Seriously, at this point, I'm like Tom Likas says, if I'm going to get married and I'm going to be going, you know, fine, you can stay home, but you're going to cook, you're going to clean, and you're going to lick and suck whatever I want licked and sucked.
Like the table leg, or what are you talking about?
Well, you, come on.
He's talking about sex, man, okay?
Yeah, Jesus.
Oh, okay. I was confused.
Gee.
There are no women in the truth movement, so you haven't
Do
seen
I
it for a long time.
Do I give you the bird to beat, Aquani? We gotta give you the booze.
You see, this is what happens. When you find a young whore to fall in love with, you pay her $40 and she gets on her knees. And then after she's accepted her seed down her throat, she leaves and you are happy. That's
how
it's
in New York.
That's love. That's love.
That's love.
That is love.
I'm in Ohio.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Lenny Bruce, and I use a pocket pussy.
No, he was hung up on a Shiksa goddess. One of these, she was a non-Jewish stripper that he was hung up on his entire life. And she had the kid, and she ruined his life and the whole bit. And she used to get him arrested for no reason, and it went on and on and on.
Who are you talking about?
The real Lenny Bruce.
Oh.
In the 50s and 60s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, a Shiksa goddess?
That's what they refer to them as.
I thought it was just Shiksa.
Well, the reason they refer to them that way is most of the Jews are trying to get them not to date non-Jews, so they mock them in this way, but Lenny Bruce is the one that turned the term around.
Hey, my one Jewish friend, all he dates are Asian jakes.
Well, he's probably himself relatives.
No, not really.
I mean, if he is an observant Jew, he will not marry them. He'll just, like, live in with them. That's
right. That's what they're supposed to do. We're the ones that are supposed
observant,
to be all multiracial, but they're not. They're supposed to never do that, like those stupid goyim, you know.
But like Gene Simmons, I know he's following the Talmud because he's been living with the same girl for years, but he won't marry her. And that's
right.
Permitted. You can have sex with them, you can have kids with them, but you can't marry them.
So what about his kids then? If his kids are not technically Jews, what are they, goyim and trash?
I think he has some.
They're pretty much a goy for.
Children.
They're pretty much a goyim for his amusement.
Ah.
Isn't that great how they act and talk about us?
Well,
don't
I've
you
never
feel
really
really
heard
good
that.
About it?
I never really heard that though.
I sent you Judaism Discovered. Read it.
I haven't finished reading it yet.
Oh, if you just flip through it, it's quite a book.
I only got it today. I'm on page 65. I mean,
does it rock or what? It keeps going.
Jesus Christ, I need to get me a
going.
Fucking reader.
The problem is that some of these letters on the edges are cut off, so you have to guess what some of it says.
That's why I bought mine. I was just shocked that scan in 1,100 pages. You know, I mean, that's desperation.
I figure I'm going to read this, and I'm probably going to end up buying it.
Oh, Sophie Simmons has just turned 18. Woo!
Oh, he must be so proud.
She turned 18? Woo!
Woo!
Can I go get some of that? Or...
Woo! Woo! Have you seen Sophie Simmons?
I'm going to shut radio,
no, I haven't.
And I'm going to bang that chick.
Oh, shit. All right, hold on. Yeah, dude.
I don't think I'd touch her. I mean, she's like half demon. But...
you know, I would bang out Sophie Simmons in a. Oh, she's 18 too. Shit, fuck it. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
She ain't gonna want you. You ain't. You don't have money. I mean,
cash. Cash is king with these women. And see,
yeah.
after they are attracted by your money, you don't respect them. Then see, you can't respect
them.
That
is true. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Evstratios here hasn't found himself a good Greek Orthodox lady. I mean.
Has he tried dating black women?
I tried dating a non-Greek, and my parents lost their mind. You ever tried a different way now?
Goodness. I don't. I wouldn't even have a problem like that. My father's like, whatever you do, do not date a Dominican girl. You could fuck them, but don't marry a Dominican girl. But any other group, mazel tov.
Mazel tov, he says.
Mazel tov.
Oy vey.
I'm spritzing as it is, all right?
Oy vey, may you say that never again.
Mazel tov. So. Yeah. All right. Oh, damn. Let me take a quick commercial break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no E's, .com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Rise of the Phobos, portrait of the new American insurgent. Rattle and shake the foundations of the world order. Assembly line, consent, resist, refuse, inform, create. Direct love wants to the trenches.
Yeah, what the hell is wrong with my advertising?
Get a new and a low custom logo for $27.
Three of these logos cost millions of dollars normally. Is that you don't get misidentified as a Masonic group or something. I mean, if you have the wheat and the checkerboard floor and it's a square and a triangle, by mistake, you're being identified now forever as a Mason, and you know, everybody's walking into your store going, are you a traveling man? I mean, that's why it costs millions of dollars to get your logo done, you see?
Yeah, well, shit, I needed a logo.
You don't want
I didn't...
that. That's what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for $27, they'll give you a circle and a triangle, I'm sure. You know, it'll be great, you know?
Can I get a compass and a square?
Yeah. And these sheaves of wheat will be wrapped with ribbons. It'll be the best logo you ever got.
You can't go wrong with
an owl.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with $27, though.
Okay.
I'd have to be there explaining to them, you can't do this, and then.
Well, you can. I mean, it's... Shoot, but I don't got $1 million for a fucking logo.
Okay. Well, then, you get what you pay.
Your logo looks like the thing off of Full Metal Alchemist, and we got to set you up with something.
It's a roll of the dice, then. I mean, after they make you one of those logos we just described, then you go come back to them and say, well, now everybody thinks I'm a Mason. They go, who's that? You know, like, they don't even know, you know.
Hmm. Yes.
Hey, Jordan,
it's really hard to differentiate the Masons and the non-Masons because of that. I mean, you don't know if they do it purposely or not.
Right?
Hmm.
I mean, if there's a rising sun in the back of your logo and an owl, maybe that's
you'd
a bad
have to
thing.
Meet them in like real life and ask them, are you a traveling man? Because they don't have to answer on the computer.
Yeah.
But I kind of like the whole sigil thing in the background.
I would avoid that run like hell. I would avoid that.
I was about to get that as a tattoo.
And you don't want to use sigil magic. Aleister Crowley there. I don't think that sounds like a good idea.
Hi, I'm Aleister Crowley.
And I wanted to tell you some really good
gold. Crutch Shot Radio Program, the best show of the Rosicrucian Network. This show is a member of the Rosicrucian Network.
Got it.
Oh, you didn't recommend some book. I mean, why are you doing this?
I was sitting reading this picture book called Riddles and Stones. Oh.
Where's the sound?
I got Riddles and Stone. I forgot. Damn it.
Where's the sound?
Alright. Next. No one's going with the bit.
Hi, I'm reading this book that's teaching me to be a huge NWO slut. I recommend it to you.
It's called Paris Hilton's Biography. How the Swallow Come Like a Champ, the Luke Rakowski story.
That's just a fumble.
Well, Disney really came out with a publication that had two gay Mickey Mouses and two lesbian Minnie Mouses called Growing Up Gay.
Oh, Jesus. Why? Why? You know, seriously... You know, it's
Mike
one thing
Daddy.
When it's one thing to, you know, when you're an adult to decide to be gay. But why the fuck do you have to prepare kids for that?
For eugenics. Not to make them
kids.
Gay, but to sell them
it
eugenics.
It invites little kids to explore the wonderful world of homosexuality.
Yeah.
And there was this Portuguese, like, I think he was speaking Portuguese, probably in Brazil or maybe it was Portugal, I don't know. He was on YouTube and he was a pastor. And he was speaking Portuguese, but it's got English subtitles. And he was saying, well, these things are translated in Portuguese. And he was going through the publications, like Growing Up Gay and all that, and the Disney movies and the things they've got in there.
Nah. I mean, it's kind of funny that a lot of these Disney cartoons now have, like, a gayish character.
It's for eugenics. That's
yeah,
the thing.
I mean,
when you complain that it's gay, they identify you as a resistor. The whole thing's a double gotcha, because it's for eugenics, not to make them gay.
Yeah, I mean, there was this cartoon that my little cousin was watching. It was called The Proud Family, and one of her friends was an effeminate little boy.
Yeah, you gotta watch that Don't Go West. Did you ever watch that?
I haven't watched it yet.
That'll freak you out, because you'll know all those references, and you didn't know what they were about. I didn't either.
Mm-hmm.
It'll kill you. I thought I knew everything, and then I watched the Don't Go West, and a lot of the loose ends were tied up for me.
I mean, I was watching Superman and the animated series, of course. Good cartoon, but there was this one part where the police chief, the head of the special crimes unit of the Metropolitan Police Department, Maggie Sawyer, she gets hurt, and guess who's in the hospital with her? Her gay wife. And the only reason why I knew it was her gay wife, because in the comics, they say that she's gay. So I'm like, oh, for the
kids.
Martin
Luther,
so why is she a hero then?
Yeah.
Superman is this whole super Jew concept, and they're fighting the villain named Lex Luthor, and that's supposed to be Martin Luther, you know. And the super Jews are defeating the bad Martin Luther, who exposes them. I mean, I just avoid that completely.
It makes you just want to hide in a cave, but the thing is, they have to go. I'm not abandoning the ground. They're going, we're staying.
Huh.
That's it.
If Stratios here wants to get it all done before JC, you know, comes from the sky.
I think he would be impressed. It's party time right away when he shows up then. You know what I mean? Why wait around? I don't think he'd be pissed off if we solved this stuff. You think he'd be really mad at us for that? Like, he's dying to do this stuff? I bet he dreads it.
It's probably like, oh, goodness, I gotta come down here and deal with the Jews.
We get our Faraday-shielded rooms, we'll fix this problem.
I've already dealt with them before. I don't want to do this again.
I don't think it's that kind of dread, but I mean, just imagine he comes back and he's shocked that we solved the problem. Okay, good.
Yeah, but he's got to do something. You can't, you know, he can't just come down.
He's already supposed to do something. He's supposed to come back and make the new earth and establish the thousand-year kingdom. He's already got a lot to do without having to do that.
His people could do the work for him a little bit. I like to pitch in.
He's got a lot to do after.
Would you take a broom? Would you take a broom and clean the bathrooms for Jesus?
I think I'd step in there and help out. I mean, you know, I wouldn't rush to volunteer on that one, but I wouldn't be, you know.
We deem Louis B. here the official toilet cleaner.
Why do I gotta be the? Why? Because I'm
you
Puerto
brought it
Rican.
Up. I don't even know where it came from.
No, dude, because you're the one who brought it up.
Because I brought it up. That's shit. That's shit thinking.
That was volunteering.
I was not. I didn't volunteer. I just asked a simple question.
I don't know if there'll be any toilets to clean. I mean, maybe we won't go poo poo and pee pee anymore.
I think that's one of the things, the innovations Jesus will bring is that the self cleaning toilet. I don't know.
I don't think anyone will have to poop or pee anymore. I mean, I think things will be upgraded.
Maybe.
I mean, after all, the lamb and the lion won't hurt each other. We'll probably be able to swim in the ocean, and the sharks won't hurt us. I mean, if he can do that, then maybe he can make us not poop and pee. I don't know
don't
how that'll
too
work.
Don't get excited, though. You know. I mean, a lot of people thought Obama was going to pay their rent and buy them gas.
I voted Obama in because he's going to pay my rent. He's going to save my house.
Did he? Did he do any of those things for you? Anything at all? He didn't do that either? Oh, my.
Has he closed down Guantanamo Bay? Nope.
He's moving it to Wisconsin. Because what they really meant by that was stop the torture. But, of course, they didn't do that. They're just going to move the torture to a new place.
Oh, great.
You got to ask the genie for what you want. You got to really think it over. I've never heard one of those stories go well.
No, they don't.
Oh, wait,
they...
I just got a request. Yes, I'm going to... Apparently, I was just deemed the official toilet scrubber because I am Puerto Rican.
Well, we'll get you scrubbing bubbles. It won't be that bad.
I fucking hate Casey sometimes. I fucking hate Casey sometimes.
Who the hell is Casey?
Casey's in the chat room on Crouch Out Radio.
Hey, Casey, what's up? I don't know you.
Yeah. Don't worry, he's been on the chat. He's been on the chat with us before on Skype. So.
Okay.
Oh, man.
You don't want to go too inside on the audience.
Yeah.
How long does this show usually go on?
We're on
forever.
For
this is the permission show.
The
permission hour?
How long
this
does it go?
Never end.
This is a song that never ends.
No, I don't do that. You know, that song could probably have subliminal messages in it, and, you know, I'll be traumatized if I find out.
Yeah,
this
if you
show, this show, yeah, this is like Ringu Radio.
If you seek Amy, you know, fuck Amy. I mean,
no, it's a F-U-C-K me. That's what that spells out.
Okay,
I know it's like if you seek Amy, and it's really F-U-C-K Amy, and
no, it's F-U-C-K me. Get it?
Yeah, fuck Amy.
Not Amy. That's the first level of analysis.
Me. Oh, fuck me. Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the song Poker Face. You hear it go pa 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 fucker face.
Right. See, Creedence never did that to you. I mean, that's why you can really respect Creedence Clearwater Revival. They never did that to us. See how great that is.
She's actually saying fuck her face.
Yes.
But listen to it. You hear her go pa 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 pa, and then you hear an F sound. Fuck her face. Listen to the song.
What do you think the point
is? It really does
do
that. Wow. It really does do that.
I would fuck her face.
Yeah, but see, if you say darn on TV, they make it out like you're the worst person in the world, and then they're the ones that put out if you seek Amy. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just completely evil and double standard and whatever.
Yeah. We're going to be ending the show. I'd like to big a big shout out to Nancy. She's in the chat, Crouch Out Radio chat room. She's Mystic Star. You know, she was,
Mystic Star.
Mystic Star, do we have a new ager?
How new age can we get? These women, they always pretend like they're in the truth movement, and then it turns out they're new age. That's completely incompatible
with what we're doing. Awakening and enlightenment, I mean,
yeah. Right. Oh, I'm a psychic, too. Yeah, right, thanks a lot.
I'm talking
to
my spirit
guide.
I mean, I don't want to hear about their spirit guide.
Yeah, I mean, wake up, girls. This is not the truth movement.
So, okay.
That's why when they pretend to be in the truth movement, but really they want to talk about how they
love
Zeitgeist.
Yeah, she says she had that name from 96.
Yeah, from back when she joined the Rainbow Girls, the Masonic Order?
Oh.
Or was she in the Eastern Star? Was that the Eastern Star?
The Order of the Eastern Star is the one for women, yeah.
No, they have the Rainbow Girls as the young girls version.
The Rainbow Girls, they're usually daughters of Freemasons.
Yeah. My mother was asked to join it, and they weren't Freemasons.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Order of the Eastern Star are the chicks that, you know, they're going to be the horse for the New World Order. Because, I mean, you're going to need sluts.
What
are
the nations
of
women as they are now?
Have you seen the design
for
the Order of the Eastern Star and how it's an upside-down star?
Hmm. Yeah, and it says fatal. If you add the letters up all the way around, it says fatal.
Yeah.
Great group to join there, girl.
You know, Albert Pike admits that an upside-down star means something evil, and they're doing this on purpose. And
look, after we risk our lives to fix the world and get rid of all this garbage, I think we should force women to live outside. I don't think they should get the benefits of what we're going to give them because are they in the truth movement? No. Don't talk about that near my friends. You know, can't you just not talk about that stuff? You know, come on. I don't think they should benefit in any way, shape, or form.
Freemasonry isn't an issue. Come on.
We neither endorse nor condemn
Freemasonry.
I hate that. I'm never going to hear that again.
We are changed.
Yeah. We are Freemasons.
We saw that.
Well, it's a change from the truth movement to Freemasonry.
Yeah.
The 180-degree turn.
I mean, you could watch Zeitgeist, which some of the sources are Manly P. Hall and Madame Blavatsky.
The whole thing, yeah. It doesn't get. There's not a good part of Zeitgeist, is there? No.
I mean, go to the source page on Zeitgeist Part 1, and you'll really see Madame Blavatsky and Manly P. Hall. I mean, they don't even try to hide it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys, I got to end it. Somebody just sent me a message that they're going to be interviewing Danny Panzella on their show because the guy that wrote that article defending Freemasonry, who's running for city council of Staten Island. So I want to be a
government official.
Yeah, so I really want to get in on that and bust his balls a little bit. Well, a lot.
My God, is there no hope for the widow's son? Come on.
Yeah. Anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the Crutch Shot Radio Show. We're on iTunes, Zencast, and Zune. Check and just search the Crutch Shot Radio Show. Free to download podcast. We got over 356 shows. In the can.
Yeah. Download them all.
They're all gems.
They are.
Yeah. No matter how stupid I sound, you learn something. So, this has been the Crutch Out Radio Show saying, fuck the New World Order. If you don't want to do your own research and remain ignorant, then there's nothing I can do. I can't fucking save you, and I guess go fuck yourself as well.